10:27. Senior figures in the judiciary have been accused of trying to cover up the findings of an inquiry into comments made by Cherie Blair. She herself is a part-time judge, of course, and it's what she said after she'd ruled that a violent criminal should not be sent to jail that's caused the fuss. Clive Coleman is our legal affairs analyst. And what did she say, Clive?
Yes, John, this is a sort of curious and not especially edifying set of events. This goes back to February when Cherie Booth was sitting as a recorder, as you say, a part-time judge, and it was reported that she'd suspended the prison sentence of a man named Shamso Mia for fracturing the jaw of another man after an argument in a bank queue. And she reportedly told him, that there doesn't seem to be much dispute as to the fact that she said it, "You are a religious man and you know this is not acceptable behaviour." Now, that upset a number of people, in particular it upset the National Secular Society, which complained to the Office for Judicial Complaints. Now, that's the body that assists the Lord Chief Justice and the Lord Chancellor in investigating the misconduct of judges and disciplining them when appropriate. The basis of their complaint being that it would appear that a non-religious person would have been treated less favourably. Now, on the 10th of June, the Office for Judicial Complaints issued a very short statement saying that Recorder Booth's observations did not constitute judicial misconduct, and that the Lord Chancellor and the Lord Chief Justice had considered the conclusions of the investigation and reaction was necessary. Now, that was short, there was no inaccuracy to it, but it didn't tell the whole story at all.
So what happens now?
Well, the whole story is that subsequently transpired was that in a letter from the National Secular Society, the Office for Judicial Complaints said that the Lord Chancellor and the Lord Chief Justice had agreed that Recorder Booth should receive informal advice from a senior judge about the comments that she'd made. That was very much at odds with the impression given in its public statement. And the letter went on to say that the Lord Chancellor and the Lord Chief Justice have expressed some concern about the impact of Recorder Booth's comments, the impact that they may have had on the public perception of the judiciary and the sentencing process. So there was a curious disparity there, and perhaps not surprisingly, that infuriated the National Secular Society. They were especially upset that they hadn't received the letter with the full story, if you like, till after the press release had gone out.